The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Ramkrishna Bhaja, recorded on January 9, 1977, in Bombay, India.
We are victims of the British Empire.
We
are the victims of the British Empire who ruled.
No, you are victims of yourself. Why? British is not here now. British is not here now.
They are indoctrined such a philosophy.
So what was there before British came? This is human weakness of our own.
It is.
Universal human.
You have been taught that Krishna is an ordinary person, maybe little more in knowledge. That you are taking that. Kupamandukna. Kupamanduk, the toad in the well, he informed, oh, I have seen my Atlantic Ocean. So he is thinking, Atlantic Ocean, maybe this well is 3 feet, it may be 4 feet. Or 5. Come on, 10. These rascals are thinking like that. Abhijananti mana mura. But Krishna very more intelligent. Oh, like 1 feet or 2 feet. Let us compromise 10 feet. This is it. Krishna says, Matta Paradaram Nanna, I am the Supreme. They won't believe. They are manufacturers, their ideas. This is Aham Mahavir Hidayavana. Don't believe that. And still, they declare, I am student of Bhagavad Gita. They won't believe a word of Krishna and they will say, I am student. This is one. This is our position. In India, everyone says, I have read Bhagavad Gita 300 times. But he does not know, even a word. So this should be stopped. If we want to advance actually, you take every word of Bhagavad Gita and try to apply in life, then everyone will be happy. That is a fact. The instruction is there. There is no difficulty to understand. There is no question of interpretation. Simply take it as it is and try to apply it in life in the end. And your human life will be successful. Taktadi hang punarjanmanai pi. And up to this human form of life, we have passed through so many evolutionary processes. But if you understand Krishna, then after leaving this body, no more. Janma karmanta dibbam me jo janati tattata tatta deham punar janma naiti bhame. That is it. If you simply study Krishna, then your life is successful.
Sahaj bhav.
Yes, sahaj. This is sahaj. You are part and parcel of Krishna. Sahaja. Sahaja means you are born along with Krishna. Krishna is born, neither born, neither you are born. Sahaja, this word means sahaja. Along with born. So you are part and parcel. That is, this finger is part and parcel of my body. When I was born, the finger was also born. This is sahaja. The finger was not separately born. When I was born, the finger was there. So similarly, so long God is there, I am also there. So God is eternal, I am also eternal. You understand this? Then why you are changing body? That is not.
Why do you at all enter into this?
Huh? That I have already explained. You want to be a separate Krishna. That is your ambition.
The initial thing is that.
Yeah, that is initial. A servant, a big man servant, that is natural. If I would have become the master. So a servant, if he wants to become the master, there is that vision. A servant remains a servant, he is happy. And as soon as he tries artificially to become the master, that is the beginning of this. So, we are eternal servants of God. As soon as we try to become God, that is the beginning of our suffering. Bhātātā. The starting is there. Icchādeśa samatthena sarge jānti parantam. वो जब इच्छा की ना कि हम कैसे कृष्ण हो जाए बस माया में फंस गया. कृष्ण भूलिया जी भगवान छकरे पासे से माया तारे जापोटिया धोरे. एज सुन एज यू डिजायर लाइक दिस दैट आई शैल बिकम गॉड सो इमीडिएटली देयर इज माया. That is Maya. So when you are entangled in Maya, then there is question of mukti. So mukti means mukti hitya anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. This is mukti. Mukti means when you are acting differently. That is my condition. That is my bondage. And when I act according to my original position, that is mukti. So everyone is acting here to become master. So there is no question of mukti. As soon as you understand that my real position is as servant of God, so let me act as servant, then it is mukti. Hityavannatharupam. At the present moment, we are trying to act as master. So you give it that. Act as servant. Then you are mukti. Therefore, a bhakta is mukta. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Panchabhyavi sarini bhakti yogena jasi. Anyone who is engaged as bhakta, he is mukta. All are conditioned. So, if you become bhakta, if you surrender to Krishna, immediately mukti. Instantly. Krishna says, Sarva-sarmān parisudhajjumāme kaṁsāna. Aham kāsarupāpe. You are conditioned, you are bound up on account of your sinful activities. So Krishna says, I will give you relief from all the reaction of sinful activities. You surrender. So mukti means 1 second. You surrender to Krishna. It takes 1 second. But that is very difficult. That requires many, many births. Bhavanam janvanamanti jnanovan mahana prapasati. After many, many births of suffering, when it comes to the knowledge that I am servant of Krishna, why I am trying to become master? That is jnanovan. And then he surrenders. Vasudeva sarva. Sa mahatma. That is mahatma. It takes 1 second.
From surrender, shabd, word, if you can give us a full explanation of the word surrender. What is the meaning of surrender and how one should
surrender? Surrender, this is surrender.
What is the surrender?
That, first of all, why you surrender?
Yes.
You must know it perfectly well. That Krishna is master and surrender. Otherwise there is no question of surrender. Then you have to believe that Krishna said, Ahamkara sarvapape bhama krishyami. So now I am surrendered, I have no more fear. Krishna will give me protection. To believe firmly. Krishna is all powerful. Krishna is my master. He is like a fakkar. He is talking nonsense. You have to believe that. This is surrender. If you think Krishna is another fakkar like me, he is talking nonsense, then there is not surrender. You have to believe that. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sadhya Sabde Vishwas Sudhira Nishtha. This is Sadhya. Sadhya is the beginning. So that Sadhya means when you firmly believe in Krishna, yes, He will give me protection. That is surrender. Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita. When you come to this state, firmly believe in the words of Krishna. That is surrender. First of all, you have to check yourself whether you firmly believe in the words of Krishna. If you don't believe, there is no question of surrender. Then you remain where you are. This is firm belief. Krishna says that He will give me protection. So I let me surrender. I have surrendered to Maya. I have not become happy. So why not surrender to Krishna? This is interview. You are not free. Then why you are declaring yourself as free? This is your disease. So intelligence means that I have no freedom actually. I am acting under the dictation of my senses, I am servant of my senses. So why not become servant of Krishna? This is intelligence. Everyone is acting under senses, order of the senses. Kama dinam kotidhana kotidha palita dindus. If I don't want to do it, something wrong, but my senses are dictating, so alright, let me do it. So I am servant of the senses. My position is twofold. Either I become this servant of the senses or I become servant of Krishna. My position is the same. Simply I have to change.
How would run away from the senses, master of the senses?
Yes.
I am being a servant of the senses.
Yes, servant. That is Goswami. That is Sami, Goswami. Sami means when he is no longer servant of the senses, master of the senses. That is Sami.
How to convert the position?
That requires education, training. You have become a lawyer not in one day. You have been trained up. Then you are a lawyer. Similarly, everyone has to be trained up how to become perfect servant. But he must agree in the beginning, that now I shall become servant of Krishna. Then everything is there. Adau sadhyatato sadhu sangato bhajana kriyatato anatsani vittishyat tato vidishthatato rusi tathāsakti tato bhāva. These are the different stages. Adau sadhyat. Yes, now Krishna says you surrender, I will surrender. I believe in this. Firmly believe. Sraddha Sabde Vishwas Sudhira Nishtha. This Sraddha means when you firmly believe that Krishna will give me all protection if I surrender. That is beginning of Sraddha.
Faith.
Yes. Faith means firm faith. So faith that means. And anyway, Adul Shraddha. This Shraddha, if you increase this Shraddha, you have to associate with Sadhu. And with Sadhu. Pajate Imamanandabha. Sadhu Leva Samandam. He is Sadhu. You simply engage in Krishna service. He is Sadhu. Apite Sudurasa. Even though you find there is some discrepancy in his character, because he is fully engaged in myself, he is sadhu. Sadhu reva samadhi. Sammak bhava sutra. If he has got other engagement, he is not sadhu. Anna vilasita sunnam. Other engagement zero. That is sadhu. The sadhu sangha, you have to associate with such sadhu who are 100% engaged in Krishna service. Sadhu shraddha, tato sadhu sangha, tato bhajana kriya. If you mix with this sadhu, then you learn the activities, sadhu marga anugamanam. The sadhus are rising early in the morning, they are attending Mangalatri, they are reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Then dressing the duty and having arati and so on, so on, so on. This is called bhajana kriya. Sadhu sadhya sadhu sangha bhajana. Then anartha nivittisya. Then all these material activities will stop. Because if you are engaged in spiritual acquiring of time for material activities, for drinking wine and eating meat and going to the restaurant and no time. These boys, although they are trained from a child on how to eat meat, how to drink, but now they have no time. They never ask me, Swamiji, give me 1 rupee, I shall go to the cinema. Yeah? They have no time. Are not coming. All anartha, finished. These are the stages. Then his life becomes of the world. Atāsakti, nishtha. Yes, I shall say to this person. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi. Ruchi means test. Unless they have got test, why they should remain with me? They are not coming from poor family. His father is a big lawyer, you know. Yes. So why he is living with me? He has got test. Ruchi. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tatha asakti. Asakti. Attack. Whenever I am there, they are coming. Asakti. Tato bhava. Oh, I am silent. I have to and these are the defense. Sarvakānāṁ prīmno prādhudhāvi bhavet krama. These are the defense. Krama. Krama means gradual evolution. So you have to take that. Gradual evolution. But it will be done if you remain with the associate. Sangha sanjayate kama. They are giving this opportunity, come here in our association and learn the art. I have seen in Bombay, the other day, I went to a gentleman's apartment. The gentleman is earning 2,000. And the wife is earning 700. But they are living in an apartment of this size. Within this, there is bedroom, and there is kitchen, and there is toilet, and everything is there. And if we say, people, please come here, take a room like this, and chant Hare Krishna, they will not. They prefer to remain in that teeny apartment. Am I right or not?
Yes, sir.
Mandabhagya. Mandas, mandamatayu, mandabhagya. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has declared, Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavanati. They are rotting or rotating within this universe in different species of life. But if by chance he becomes fortunate, then take to Krishna consciousness. Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavanati. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Rata Bhij. All living entities are rotting in this world. But if some of them or one of them becomes very fortunate, then by the grace of Guru and Krishna, he gets this line of devotional service. It is for the most fortunate person. Not ordinary.
What's the difference between grace and mercy? The difference between grace and mercy?
Grace means he willingly give you mercy. And mercy means you ask for mercy. Kripa siddha. Sadhan siddha and kripa siddha. You are trying to earn 1 lakh of rupees. That is sadhan. But if somebody is gracious, he can give that 1 lakh. Don't work hard. That is it. That is kripa. You are ambitious for 1 lakh of rupees, or somebody graciously gives all that. Take. There are many persons. So that is this. Harder is hard by your hard labor. That is sadhana. Similarly, by association, by sadhana bhakti, you attain perfection, and by grace also you can attain perfection. Two ways. And, so, those are kripasis, they are more fortunate. Please, this Bhagavad Gita is it. People will be benefited. You will be benefited. Don't make unnecessary interpretation, misguide others, and spoil your own life. That is very unfortunate. But it is difficult to accept Bhagavad Gita. There is no difficulty. Unfortunately, we interpret in different way and take it away. So, our little attempt is to spread Bhagavad Gita as it is. And whatever it may be, it is being accepted in the Western country, not by all, but the people in general now be feeling the weight, they have now begun opposing.
I've seen the new life.
Yes. They're opposing. Very vigorous in America.
That is a good sign.
Yes. That is our victory. When there is opposition, and that is our victory. In spite of opposition, we are selling our books in large quantity. Large quantity.
But mostly they are in America, also in large number in Japan?
No. I mean, and opposition is also in America. Europe, America, they are taking.
Opposition is from God naturally. Because you are promoting their churches and you can do.
Now there are many of first thing is that my students are advised no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication up to the point of smoking cigarette and drinking tea and no gambling. But this is their life. How they can give up this? That is, it is a shock. Therefore they say brainwashed. How a gentleman can give up all these things? A few of my students, they left. They said that Swamiji is denying the primary necessities of life. They left. They could not tolerate it. So, I do not make any compromise that if you want to become my student, you have to give up this. So, the responsible parents, they are appreciating that my son is now purified. But some of them, they are...
They feel that you are kidnapping their children.
Huh?
Some of them feel that you are kidnapping
them. Therefore, they are kidnapping. And his father and mother came in Calcutta. His mother asked, please return my son. And take your
please?
Son. Return my son. And take your son. Then he was asked and he was silent. The mother began to cry. So I promised that I shall send your son to Dunbar. His father, mother came. And many father, mother come to give me thanks. And it is great fortune of our country that you have come.
See, we are interesting about the man Swami also, Parsi boy.
Who is our mother? His mother, my father. Our mother said that. In the beginning, she opposed. Yes, she is happy now.
She wants to meet his mother. Can I bring her tomorrow?
Oh, yes.
They are going to Kumbh Mela tomorrow.
Yeah. So our movement is general. Now it is up to you to help this movement. If there is no concoction, come. Sahivang Maya Siddham Juva Pratam Puratam. As Krishna said 5,000 years ago, Juva Pratam Puratam. So we are also presented as Puratam. This philosophy is not new. Puratam. So we have nothing to tax our brain to manufacture something new. So people give me credit, Swamiji, you have done wonderful, wonderful. And I do not know magic. But I am presenting Puratam, that's all. No other. If there is any credit, the credit is this. Yoga Prakta Puratam.
Puratam
and
Shashwat.
Puratam means Shashwat. Nitya Shashvatam Puratam. So, the sun is Puratam. The sun is Puratam, but the shining is the same. And similarly, if you present the Puratana Yoga, then it is a bad thing. And it is effective.